Voters in the eastern German state of Saxony-Anhalt handed the Christian Democrats a resounding victory in yesterday's regional election. The outcome is widely regarded as a vote of no confidence in the Social Democrats, the party of Chancellor Gerhard Schröder. As NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin, the election could provide a glimpse of things to come when German voters elect national leaders this fall.
Chancellor Gerhard Schröder was in no mood to give the traditional press conference that party leaders are expected to hold after a state election. Usually, the media-savvy chancellor is keen to meet the press. This afternoon, he gave one terse statement, but still managed to put his trademark spin on yesterday's vote in Saxony-Anhalt. "This was a bitter defeat for my party," Schröder said. "But the reasons for the defeat have to do with politics on the state level," he emphasized, "not the national level." The Social Democrats, who've ruled Saxony-Anhalt for 8 years, came in third in yesterday's vote. They even trailed the former Communist Party. The state is riddled with problems. For starters, it has the highest unemployment rate in Germany and the lowest per capita income. Despite billions of dollars in federal aid, Saxony-Anhalt has continued its economic slump since the fall of communist East Germany. And the Social Democrats haven't managed to pull the state out of its economic situation. Today, Reinhard Hübner, the man who led the Social Democrats in the state for 8 years, shuffled out of his house to announce his retirement from politics. "I will not take part in any future political activity," Hübner said. "I hope that you'll understand. I don't really feel like giving any more comments today," he added. The victorious Christian Democratic leader is Wolfgang Böhmer. He's a political neophyte who, until recently, was a gynecologist. Last night, he greeted cheering crowds in the state capital, Magdeburg, after his party trounced the Social Democrats. Böhmer promised his constituents change. The Christian Democrat will become the state's new governor. That will also make him the newest member of the German upper house of parliament, the Bundesrat. With Böhmer's victory, the conservative opposition will now have a solid majority in the Bundesrat and will be in a position to block much of Chancellor Schröder's policy agenda. And that prospect has Schröder's opponents, like Edmund Stoiber, sharpening their knives. Stoiber will face the chancellor in national elections this September. He told reporters today that Chancellor Schröder is responsible for yesterday's electoral defeat. "It was a clear vote against Schröder," Stoiber said. "It should be a signal that he hasn't kept his promise to rebuild Eastern Germany's economy." And the bad news for Chancellor Schröder continues to pile on. Unemployment in Germany hovers at around 10%, and since he took office in 1998, there have been more bankruptcies in Germany than in the previous 50 years. Still, most analysts here say the contest for the top job this fall will come down to one thing: personality. And Chancellor Schröder is banking on it. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.